sunshine. In Arizona. A Saturday morning tradition for 26 years. It's Rosie on the house. Good morning, y'all. You can join the conversation anytime you want by dialing toll-free 1-888-767-4348. People always let us know during the week, I couldn't get in. Oh, all I ever get's a busy signal. Well, here's a tip. Call early, you'll get in. At the start of the show, top of every hour, we clear the lines. So we start the first hour, we start the first segment of every hour, empty lines. They're all open now, 1-888-767-4348. Before I get to the point of the hour, outlawing swimming pools in Arizona, I'd like to just take a minute and welcome a couple new Rosie on the House members. A Authentic Garage Door Service Company, Arizona's best garage door repair and replacement company, has recently made it through the screening process at Rosie on the House for both the Phoenix and the Tucson markets. They're proud distributors, installers of LiftMaster operators and Clopay doors, A Authentic Garage Door Service. You can find them at rosieonthehouse.com. And down in Tucson, we're proud and happy to welcome Magic Garden Nurseries. They know Arizona plants and how to make them grow. At Pantano and 22nd Street, come in and meet Porsche the dog, Shell the turtle, and Junior and Freddy the cats.
I actually thought I was being clever.
And look at plants, of course.
I called in and asked to talk to Shell.
Good.
Did he answer?
Did it get you far?
You know, she didn't even skip a beat. He's sunning on the rock right now. I'm about to call you back.
That's cute.
But you'll actually get, listeners will get a chance to meet Tony. Tuning in next Saturday, we'll be live at the Saba Home Show from the Tucson Convention Center, and he's going to come over and join us for the Garden Hour.
Jennifer, how did you scarf up all these tickets for the home show? How did you get those?
Just because I'm so nice.
Well, you got a bunch of them.
But I'm ready to give them all away. So
we got a bunch to give away.
If you find Rosie on the House on Facebook and let me know, I'll send you some.
We're going to send it in packets of four.
Mm-hmm.
You want to get to the Tucson Home Show. It's the Saba Home Show at the Tucson Convention Center next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We'll actually be there doing stage demonstrations on how to fix plumbing leaks around your house. We actually have a wall built with various shower valves in it and a cabinet and various vanity faucets. And we're going to show you how to take the different most popular types of plumbing fixtures apart so you can fix them yourself. Then we're also going to use that same little stage set and show people how to install crown molding. So we'll be doing stage demonstrations Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Come and join us. Contact Jennifer by Rosie on the House Facebook. Let us know you want some tickets, and we've got a passel of them. We really do. So what do you do once you get to Facebook?
Well, they'll just message me. Let me know I'd like some of those tickets,
okay,
and then I'll get their address and send them some.
And we have a plethora.
A passel. We got a passel full.
So let's get busy on Facebook.
Hey, next hour we're going to be talking about getting your swimming pool ready for the season. And I have to tell you, if I was king for a day in Arizona, I think I'd outlaw swimming pools.
Really?
I think I would.
Water consumption?
Why does it bother you so bad when you don't even?
Jennifer, you are Rancho de la Romero pool boy. And I really appreciate it because I can almost
start my own little pool business. I get me a little pickup truck, put those chemicals, brushes.
You could. I hate swimming pools.
Why?
I hate to swim.
Oh. if
you're going to spend that much money digging a hole in the ground to create something that you have to care for so much,
you want some fish in it.
Why don't you just buy a nice boat?
Oh.
Huh?
Oh.
Huh?
Oh.
You can buy a nice boat for what these swimming pools
cost. I'll tell you why. Have you been to the lake on a weekend? I quit going. It is so obnoxious.
We have drunk idiots everywhere screaming
all over the place.
Well, I would take a boat over a swimming pool any day. I was so confident that when our six children finally moved out, we'd be filling our pool, but they're in.
There's 11 grandchildren.
Now, with 11 grandchildren, it just isn't going to happen.
They love coming to T-Pair's pool.
But we're flooded with news. That's a joke. We're flooded with news about the drought. Thank you, Mike.
Pools. It was a stretch.
Yeah, it was great. We're flooded with news about the ongoing drought, that now we are in our second decade of drought. We're talking about desalinating salt water. They say the Gulf of the Baja is not a good place to desalinate from, because once you desalinate, you've got this high concentrate of salinated water that now needs to be discharged. And the bay is a dead-end road. So where do you reintroduce all this high concentration of salination back in? It's they're building a plant outside of or on the coast of California, $2,600 an acre foot. You know what our water costs from the CAP? $129 an acre foot.
Wow.
Huh?
They're going to all come here.
Huh? Now, I have said, as a matter of fact, Jennifer, you told me in researching this, when you Googled, does Arizona have enough water? Our FAQ page was the first thing that came
That's
up?
That's correct, on the Google search.
Okay. Well, I've gotten in trouble with some of our farming friends. They project the population of Arizona is going to triple by 2100. Triple. 18 to 20 million
That's hard to grasp.
People. And so what do we do? Do we stop growth? It's too late for that. We should have stopped growth July 5th, 1966.
When you moved here?
That was the day we moved here. We should have not let anybody, because Arizona was a nice little western state back in the 1960s.
You wouldn't have met me if you'd done that.
Well, when did you get here? 72?
73.
Okay. Well, then we should stop it at 73, that's for sure. But we're not going to stop it, so we've got to accommodate it. How are we going to accommodate three times the number of people? And what people forget is agriculture is the biggest water consumer in the entire state. And I'm not talking about by a little bit. I'm talking about exponential factor. And I've actually had farmers call me and chew me out saying, so what do you want to do, run all the farmers out of Arizona? Well, here is an economic fact. Arizona real estate, at some point, when we've got 20 million people here, is going to be too valuable to be growing crops on. They're going to have to be growing these crops in Kansas or in Mexico. And you know,
see, that's the problem. It's going to go to Mexico. We've got such good infrastructure for irrigation for our crops that Kansas doesn't have, that the Midwest doesn't
have.
That's
true. That's
that
true.
I mean, it might work for a year or two, but it could easily get wiped out a lot easier than Arizona's agriculture because we're so we've just got such a better system.
And some of our best friends are agriculture. The Hydens out in Buckeye and the Rovies out in Peoria and the Harts down at Wilcox and West out in Goodyear. I mean, we've got lots of good farming family friends. But the reality of it is, for what it takes to irrigate an acre of agriculture field, you can supply water to a whole bunch of houses. And as agriculture converts to subdivisions, our water consumption actually goes down. So, I don't know. But I think getting rid of swimming pools, then we could keep all our farmers.
Well, I'd take farmers over pools any day.
You take farmers over pools any day.
Good people.
So we're going to be talking about prepping your swimming pool. You need to be thinking about getting it done now. Listen, any question you have about any home improvement project, we're open lines right now, 1-888-767-4348. What would you do to save water around your house? What have you done? I was visiting troubleshooting a home just the other day, half-acre lot in the Scottsdale area. She's got water bills at $350 a month. We can't find the leak anywhere, but I know she has one. She just doesn't have the yard, the lawn, or the infrastructure to demand that kind of water consumption.
I think it just needs to be kept in people's minds. You know, when I hear a commercial that tells me to conserve, it makes me more aware, it makes me remember. But teaching the kids not to let the water run, you know, limiting showers for teenagers, you know, turning off the water while you're brushing your teeth, all that stuff saves a lot of water. We don't have water to waste. We have water to use. We don't have water to waste.
We do have plenty of water. Arizona is actually in better shape than many places of California, and we are a whole lot better off than Nevada. They're the ones that have some serious troubles. The Henderson area, the Las Vegas area, they've as close as they are to Lake Mead, that ain't their water. That's LA's water. So they can't have it. we are actually in pretty good shape. We have a couple counties in Arizona that are going to be thirsty but not parched. But we have a lot of water. Let's not waste it. And in my mind, swimming pools is one way that goes through an awful lot of water. We had a plumber on the show the other day talking about not to use softened water in a swimming pool. You know, I actually know a lot of people that do use softened water in a swimming pool.
Is there, what do you think?
Well, we're going to find out when Mike gets here at 10 o'clock what his thoughts are.
All right.
You can use softened water in your swimming pool. So
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Roger, welcome to the program. What you working on?
Two questions about stucco. One, I just stuccoed the outside of the house. I like to put a stain on instead of putting paint on. Something like iron sulfate, something like that, that gives a molten finish.
Well, what are you going to seal it with?
Well, it was restuccoed, so there's stucco underneath it, so I don't have to worry about anything penetrating.
Okay. And the stucco that you went over was a textured painted stucco?
Yes, it was textured painted lace stucco.
So did you lath over that, or did you just apply a concrete bonder glue to it?
You don't want to hear about it. I put the bonder on.
He must be a listener.
Okay.
I know.
You know what, Roger? I am still going to encourage you. There are some cement stains you can use. There are some good exterior acrylic paints that you can use to do the same thing. However you opt to do it, you're going to want to seal it. You do not want your stucco absorbing the moisture from rain. Okay, so I'm gonna have to take you offline, and I'm gonna give you a man's name, Doug, over at Stucco Renovations, and y'all are gonna have to have a one-on-one conversation. Now that the stucco's done, what are the options for actually staining that as opposed to painting it? Doug Diedrich would be able to tell you that from Stucco Reno. We'll put you guys together offline. We'll be right back, y'all. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere.